Hello, podcast world. This is Jondria Phelps returning to you. Last week, I gave you a short introduction as to who I am, as well as the intentions of these podcasts, which are to help others find their true authentic self or be reunited with them by sharing my own personal journey that I began 4 years ago. Originally, I had something completely else planned for today's podcast, but being today is Valentine's Day, and knowing that millions of people are pouring their hearts and love onto others, I decided to just on a whim go ahead and share some things that are on my mind about this day. So many people are sharing their love for others, but what about sharing their love for themselves, right? Well, 4 years ago, I realized I had love all wrong, absolutely wrong. I knew that I could love other people, but what I was missing is that I did not love myself. I also discovered that love for me means respect and trust. I could respect and trust others, but I did not have respect and trust for myself. When I came to this realization, it brought up a huge change in my family's life. It meant having this difficult conversation with my husband at the time about what love was for us. And we discovered that really, love wasn't between two married people for him and I. We discovered that our souls were not loving each other or in love with each other. We mutually decided to go our separate ways and become these co-parents. We are now each other's best friends. In fact, we remain such good friends. We only live a few blocks away. We still celebrate everything that we can with our children as one family. We even take a vacation once a year with our kids. So, I don't think without loving ourselves, first and foremost, we're unable to really truly understand love and love for others. So for over 20 years, I kind of lived a lie about my marriage or my relationship I was in because I mistook what love really was. I still am working on forgiving myself for that and forgiving the past. The past is the past, and I wouldn't change it for anything because it's led me to where I am today, living my true authentic self. It also taught me that I'm the only one that can be responsible for my happiness, that I'm the only one that can complete me. And I truly feel that, very much am confident in that aspect. Throughout the process of the divorce, I also said to myself, because I'm completely without or whole without anybody else, and that I am the only one that is responsible for my own happiness and my own love, that I don't need anyone else to be in my life. I've got this. I'm independent. I can raise 3 kids on my own, and I have a great co-parent, my ex-husband, who's my best friend, right? Well, a year ago, I met a wonderful man. We developed a phenomenal friendship. He taught me so much, mostly about love. He let me know and reassured me that closing my heart off to anything else really is because I'm fearing what could happen. I'm limiting myself to possibilities. I'm also limiting myself from receiving love. Well, I've opened up my heart, and I will tell you folks, even though I am whole on my own and that I'm happy on my own, after opening up my heart and allowing myself to be loved again by someone else, the world has just gotten more and more brighter. Now, because my ex-husband and myself and my new partner in life, my best friend too, that I met a year ago, understand really what love is about, we are also able to put our differences aside and to be happy for one another and to co-parent, but also to have a family. We're able to come together and be a team, have the same respect and trust for each other, and know that we're in this together. We're not the traditional family. We're a family that's been repackaged, that's even stronger and brighter and more loving now than we were before. Because of love, we're able to forgive the past and move forward, and to be happy for one another and to remain strong, healthy, safe, compassionate, inspired, creative, and of course, continue to love. So with that, I encourage all of you, even if you're not married or you are divorced, if you've never been married and you don't have children, it doesn't matter. Just understand that all you need is love and understand what love is, to love yourself first and foremost. If you don't love yourself first and foremost, you really can't love others. You'll deplete yourself. You'll deplete your soul. You'll run out of physical energy. And you'll come to a crisis point. You'll be unhappy. So love yourself. Celebrate you today on Valentine's Day. And give others you love as well appreciation and gratitude for them supporting you and being who you truly are.